With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, January 17th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Hello.
And look who's back with the flu, Jason Bishop.
Hey, I'm going to give it a go.
I knew it was still an issue when I walked in and I saw Jason scrunched up on the couch in the green room in the dark. I was like, he's battling through it. Well, he's here.
I was feeling all right this morning, but as I drove in, I started to feel poopy again.
So yeah.
I just feel like I'm just going to faint.
I'm starting to think of the movie Outbreak.
Yeah. Well, I thought about
Cakes,
it.
Cakes, yeah. We should be doing the show in bubbles.
Yeah, we probably should.
Yeah.
Somehow. But you know what? We just have to get through Friday, and then hopefully the germs will subside a bit, and the sickness will.
Well, I hope this is gone by next Tuesday.
Yeah.
A lot of pathogens in this
studio.
That's
right. Monday, you have an extra day.
Yeah.
To recuperate.
Right.
That's right. That's good.
I just felt like I should be here, so if I start to feel really bad, I'll just leave.
Yeah. As you should. Well, we were advocating you just stay away. Just take the 5 days.
That's what I texted him. I was like,
recuperate,
get better.
Well, recover.
I mean, I'm feeling better than I did Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just dodging it every avenue of my life because I've got a little one. Little ones get sick all the time.
Of course.
And my wife was saying that her throat was starting to bother her last night. EB's just perennially sick. Jason's got the flu. It's just a matter of time.
It's that time of the year. People are just sick.
Just got to fight it off.
Can't get past it.
I hate it. I hate this time of year. I hate this area. I want to move.
And then the wind last night was nuts. It was cold. It's freaking 20 degrees out. Awful. Mm.
What are they saying? Is it going to be? It's going to be colder this weekend, right? Am I hearing like some potential snow? Maybe
snow and then sleet and then rain. Tomorrow.
What about in the south? So I'm driving to Raleigh.
Ah, you should be fine.
You'll be all rain.
I don't think you're going to
be all rain. Yeah. It's not going to be that cold there, right?
You're good.
Raleigh
weather.
You're missing it. Although, you know, I'm trying to get my daughter, you know, our daughters are probably all the same. They take school really seriously, like way seriously than we ever did.
Way more serious.
Like school
than
to me,
I
hated it. Any excuse. Like a runny nose, I'm gone.
Sure.
Anything. You know, I'd fake the thermometer, anything to try to get out of school. She's got a test at seventh period today. So, because I was like, let's just call in sick. Let's leave at like 10 a.m. after the show. Instead, I'm going to have to leave at like 3 o'clock in the teeth of traffic. Driving through that Fredericksburg, you know, 95 stuff, it's going to take...
Six, probably.
It's going to take forever.
Might take 6 hours.
I think at least.
What's Raleigh, about 4.5?
Maybe 5, and I think it's going to take an extra hour just to get to Fredericksburg.
Yeah,
I'm just
going
to sit there.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I'll do the express.
Did you leave late?
They play early Saturday morning.
I have to sleep in the car, at 9 p.m.
You have to sit through it.
I think I just have to eat
to get
a big
there,
giant turd sandwich.
And you have to get settled into the hotel. You don't want to get to the hotel at midnight or 1 a.m.
No.
If she has a game early on Saturday.
Just be at the court at 7 a.m. Yeah, that means you got to be up,
you
breakfast.
Just got to do it. Probably got to get on
the
road.
You have a silly continental breakfast in your hotel?
Probably.
All this?
Probably.
Okay, good.
But
at least a continental breakfast, if not a breakfast.
Usually all
buffet.
Those places
hot
have them.
Yeah.
Most of them have them,
They give you a cup that's this big, Dixie cup to get your orange juice in, the whole thing.
Yeah, just do 10 refills.
Right.
Yeah.
So, by the way, speaking of accommodations and hotels, Drab, do you have any updates on our digs for the spring training trip, which is right around the corner? Not really, but it's March 1st, but I like to know where I'm going to be staying.
It will be here before you know it. I'm just wondering, why is the old hotel out? I was kind of like that spot.
Well, we have a client came through.
a different client.
Okay. Oh, they're going to actually cover some of the bill? Okay.
I don't know if I should say this, but I think it's going to be sponsored by Visit Florida.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, very good.
Didn't we do some reads for them or something?
I think we did. Yeah. Like we have in the past.
Could you give us a hint on the hotel?
Oh, I don't even know what it is. I just know it's not the...
You know, I'll just put faith in them to put us in a decent spot. It doesn't even have to be opulent. Just be decent.
Oh, I think we'll be decent.
Just that's all I need.
Man, I was in a bad hotel.
Well, those are big shoes to fill because that Hilton is nice.
It was nice. That's true.
It was in a nice spot, too.
Great spot.
I know you guys never did it, but if you just went like a mile and a half down, you were by like all those super yachts and everything.
Never saw any of that.
Oh, yeah.
All I saw was the Greyhound track. In the poker, the card room.
You didn't even go to the plaza right across the street?
Oh, I went and had like lunch like after the show one day. And then I hijacked the rental car. And I went and looked at flops with old people.
All I saw was the bartender's face at Tiger Woods place.
Right. Yeah. Are you going with me? I'm going back.
Yeah. I like that
I got to get sized. Yeah. You just never know. Tiger might just walk
never
in.
Never know who you're going to
sized.
See.
Or he might not.
He probably won't.
Yeah.
But the locals say he does come out there.
Well, I'm sure he does. It's his place.
It's always packed. A good spot.
Bunch of Tiger sycophants just waiting for a glimpse.
Well, it's so funny because let's imagine you're at Tiger's restaurant and Tiger walks in. It's not like you're going to go up to him. You're
of course
you're
not.
Yeah. It's not like I haven't seen him. It's not like we haven't talked to Tiger.
Looking forward to your E. coli again.
Yeah. I don't know that was food poisoning, but yeah, I did get sick after that.
Last year, wasn't it filled with junkies, sycophants?
Actually, that's right.
Yeah, there was a couple.
There were a couple guys. Or was it... It was 2 years before. It was the time I got sick.
No, it was last year because I went and a bunch of guys came up, paid for the meal.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So that was two times in a row because when I got sick, there was a Junkies listener that was hanging out there.
Well, it's a borderline appearance because you talk about it.
I guess that's true. Well, I mean, it is in Florida. Is. Yeah. You don't expect there to be, you know.
Well, there are people that travel down for Nat spring training.
It's true.
I mean, there's a sizable population from here.
Well, we met
that
guy and his son, right? Well, that was when we were in Florida, but that wasn't at the Woods.
That was at our hotel.
That was at
the
our hotel
restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing you run into people wherever you go. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Somebody
well, let's
said
just
they,
hope
somebody
that you're healthy
said,
by then.
I won't be. I've given up on that. Somebody said they walked by me the other day. Where was I? And... I was downtown somewhere, I think, and they said, I just saw you at such and such a place. Oh, yeah, I was in DuPont. I was picking up my suit at Alton Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I was going to say hi to you, but you were grabbing your junk. So I just let you go.
Yeah.
I think I had just gotten out of the car. And
you
so I was
that in public.
I think I was adjusting as I was walking. But
I can understand that. You're in the car. Things shift around a little bit.
Have you ever seen that GIF that somebody sent? About 3 weeks ago of Jason.
Yes.
Did you guys talk about it on air?
I think so, yeah, that he was doing it right there
Jason
with the
camera. Jason was practically fondling himself with his legs wide open.
Oh, is that what you sent me that one time?
Yeah.
You were facing the camera.
He was facing right at the cameras talking.
And you were like turned around to talk to Drab, I guess.
Yeah.
You just were playing with
his He just had his hand on his junk.
Ridiculous. Well, I mean, I don't think about the cameras.
Just twirling. I know. That's great. It's the beauty
think
of
about it.
But I tried to explain to my wife because she says I do the same thing.
Right.
It's not like you're pleasuring yourself on any level. It's just, you're just adjusting.
I think it's a habit. It's habit.
No. Yeah. When I'm at home, I'll put my hand inside my pants because it's warm. Silly.
You're always looking for warmth.
I'm always looking for warmth.
It's silly.
Look at that big puffy jacket you're wearing in here right now.
This is my warmest.
With this big hoodie. He's got layers.
He is layered today, yeah.
I got my JFK hoodie.
It's like 10 degrees.
106.7 The Fan sweatshirt.
I had a great, I only slept 5.5 hours, but it was the best 5.5 hours I've had in weeks. I don't know why. I slept like a brick. It was great. Woke up one time.
They say you can't catch up on sleep. You know, they always say you can't catch up
on sleep.
But
they say naps do help.
But the night before, because I did the Wizard shows, I slept like 4 hours.
Uh-huh.
Last night, I fell asleep with Isabella like at 9 in her room, got up, went straight to bed. So, I mean... I was up a little bit because from the bedroom to my bedroom, I can kind of wake up and then brush my teeth and that whole thing. And then get in the bed, I'm like, wait. But still, it does feel good. When you get more than 5 hours of sleep?
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, I just want, at this point, I'll just take 5 hours only waking up once.
Right.
Like, that was incredible.
I don't really wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I felt
Other
so
than
sad.
Then our little one at 3:30 in the morning got out of her room, opened the door, and jumped in our bed.
But talking about hotels, so when we had the surprise at MGM and they hooked us up, with the room. It was a spectacular room.
Yeah.
Then the next night, I'm in a dump in Poughkeepsie. It was such a letdown.
Yeah,
such
I'm sure,
a
I'm
letdown.
Sure it was.
Did you have the room at MGM where you can look down on the lobby?
Yeah, it was a corner.
Yes.
It was in the corner.
Yeah. I've had that suite where you have kind of a living room with the couch and monster TV.
Big.
And then just a monstrous bathroom.
Yes. A shower that is a show. Like, you could
huge.
Have an orgy in the shower.
Yeah, right. And then
I'm not kidding, Kay.
Yeah, sure you could.
No, and you could have like a 10-person Playboy TV orgy in the
does
shower.
Does it have a bunch of seats for Drab T-shirt? We know he likes to sit down in the shower.
Did you have a couch which could fit like 15 people, too?
Because
I've had a couple of suites there back when Patrick Fisher was setting us up. He set me up in one where legitimately you could have sat 15 people down on
the
couch.
And I even talked to my man Johnny Grooms. I mean, he takes care of me every month for the poker bit, but I haven't stayed in these opulent suites.
You need to know my guy Jeffrey Schrader.
I need to get into contact with him.
It had all kinds of stuff.
Because our guy Gums checked in and he said, how was the surprise? Saturday got crazy. And then he basically said, he goes, I figured for 50 EB deserved a nice upgrade. So he might have been part of the upgrade on the room.
I'm sure because Jeff told me afterwards that he did find out after they were putting pieces together. Why is EB here? Why is his wife booking the room at the tap?
Right.
You know, they're putting all two and two together. So they had the champagne out and everything. And I had Squirrel and Melissa come up before the party. And I said, I'm not going to drink this champagne with my wife after the party. Let's come up here. Let's just drink this champagne a little bit, and I'll show you the suite. And as soon as I showed him that shower, you know, the joke was, well, you got to use that. That shower's ridiculous. So, but the problem is, and so that was my joke with my wife even too. I said, you know, we're going to use that shower.
Just, right,
you know,
right. We're going to take advantage of this.
I was bracing her for the torture. You know what I mean? But there was like it's kind of gross, and she kind of talked me out of it because we both had the same exact thought. There was like a wooden like sauna chair.
Okay.
The shower was about half the size of this room.
Yeah.
Okay. Huge.
How many dirty butts have been on that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it kind of puts you off. Like, who would ever sit on that? It's one thing, I guess, if there's a
drab
bench
wood
with like tile, you feel like it would wash off. But like a wooden like sauna type.
Yeah.
You're not sitting on that.
Probably not.
They probably clean it.
You think they clean that thing?
For those suites, I bet you they scrub them up and down.
I'm guessing they don't.
By the way, last weekend when I went to a couple of open houses, one of the houses, it was nice. You know, we're still probably a couple years away from actually moving if we do, had a sauna in the bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, what's of an upgrade? Like, the bedroom, the master bedroom is great, and then you went into the master bathroom, and it had this little sliver of a sauna.
Our saunas, I see that you could buy like a standalone sauna for a couple G's. You could put it in your basement. You could put it outside your deck.
No, this one had the wooden bench and the rocks.
No, I'm saying, but you could buy a portable one. What is the real point? You just go in there and sweat
correct
out water weight?
Yes.
So does that even really do anything? Like, is it?
Sweat out toxins.
Makes you feel better.
You sweat out toxins?
Yeah. I believe Max Major travels with one. He swears by it. So he goes to his hotel room, pops it up like a little tent, sits inside of it, zips it up over his shoulder so just his neck is sticking out, plug it in, turn it on. And
well, that sounds nubby. That sounds like a campsite sauna.
He swears by it.
Yeah. By the way,
I didn't know the travel sauna was a thing.
I believe when you lose that much water weight, you don't put it back on if you're constantly losing that much water weight. You know what I mean?
I think you're supposed to have water weight. You need water.
I understand
your muscles
that,
need water.
But if you're sweating it out constantly, you're going to lose weight.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not really interested in losing water weight. Hmm. You know what I mean? I'm interested in losing fat. Right? Isn't that what most of us are interested in? So I don't know. I don't even know what a sauna, if I would be interested in that.
I think it would make you feel good when came out of it.
I know Adam's a devotee.
He says it builds testosterone.
What?
I don't know. He says
Who said that?
That sounds like a Tyson Fury theory.
No, that's what I heard, that why Max Major was using it all the time. Because he was going through like Lyme disease.
And it builds testosterone?
Yeah.
All right, Google that.
I will do some research, but there's like countless number of things that a sauna will help you with. It like rejuvenates your body. It's good for the skin cells.
You love a good schwitz.
I mean, I'm obsessed.
Who isn't?
I was
who
there
doesn't
last
like
night.
It?
He does it all the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think it's almost like a hot tub. You're into the hot tub in that when you come out, sometimes you'll feel refreshed.
Well, I'll tell you, when I take a hot bath when I'm sick, I feel like I'm going to die. It's always a bad idea because you're already dehydrated. It dehydrates you even more. And I have to, like, run to the bed before I pass out.
Big surprise you have a medicine bottle right next to your laptop.
Oh, yeah. That's my antibiotic.
Medicine will travel.
But the sickest show in America. Yeah. 50% of us down, but this we're all here.
Yes.
Should mention, on the program today, we will talk movies. Kevin joins us at 7 o'clock. Ryan Wilson, who covers the NFL, NFL draft for CBSSports.com, he'll join us at 7:20. We get into the championship weekend. John Feinstein at 8 because it is a Friday. And we're going to talk to the Caps GM, Brian McClellan, at 8:45, all right here on the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. During the break, see a highlight of Giannis talking about the Bucks' latest win, and I asked Cakes, I was like, when was he drafted? 15th in the first round, and it was the same draft where the Wizards selected Otto Porter. And look, I like the direction of the Wizards right now. I think Tommy Shepard has done a good job, and hopefully when John Wall comes back next year, they're going to have a good team because they're going to have another draft choice. Rui, Thomas Bryant, I like some of the pieces. But man, could you imagine if you struck gold with a guy you draft like Giannis? They're a team, I believe they're 37-6. That's how good the Bucks are. Now they're in Milwaukee. Nobody really talks about them. They're not this super flashy team. Other than Giannis, kind of have a lot of pretty good players. No superstars besides Giannis. It's not one of these super teams. But man, could you imagine?
Well, that draft was tragically bad. At number one in that draft was Anthony Bennett. I mean, just a massive, colossal bust.
One of the biggest ever.
Oladipo went second. Very good player. He's trying to come back from an injury at this point. I think he's coming back like late in January.
Right.
Otto at 3. Cody Zeller at 4. Alex Len at number 5.
Yeah.
And then Giannis was picked at 15th. And the Jazz have to be kicking themselves because they picked Shabazz Muhammad one pick before Giannis.
It's imperfect science.
This is great. Yes, it's a dartboard. I mean, you know, you throw darts.
You predict the future, you'd be the billionaire.
Right. Think about that. They drafted a guy who was super raw at 15, and he's the reigning MVP, arguably the best player in the game.
Yeah,
he's still developing.
He's probably going to win 4 or 5 MVPs.
And JP's guy, Trey Burke, was picked 9th in that draft.
Yeah,
Rudy Gobert picked 27th, almost out of the first round.
I mean, look at the score.
I just like shooters. Like, Trey Burke is a great shooter, so I like Devin Booker. I like guys who can just stroke it.
Guys can fill it up.
Look at the scores last night. Bucks Celtics, 251 points. Jazz Pelicans went to OT, but 270.
And Brandon Ingram had almost 50 last night.
Nuggets Warriors also went to OT, but 265.
That's modern NBA.
It's unbelievable. Clippers beat the Magic by 100.
Did you see the shot chart? Hold on. Did you see the shot chart that went viral a couple days ago by one of the analytics nerds or whatever?
I did.
Where 20 years ago, you know, you had shots everywhere, right? It was you had the red dots all over the 3-point circle, all over the paint, all over the mid-range.
Yeah.
Now in 2020, it's all
around the arc.
The arc and layups.
Yeah, in the
paint. All it is.
No 2-pointers. Because I'm sure the coaches are just drilling into these guys' heads. Don't take a bad 2-point shot from
there's no mid-range game
19 feet away from the basket.
There's no mid-range game.
It doesn't
game.
Make any sense.
Yeah,
you got to go for the 3.
Yeah,
it's completely eliminated.
It's just
from
a different game.
Yeah,
it's a totally
I know, like,
different
on
game.
The Wizards game the other night, there was a situation where Ish is putting pushing the ball up the court. I think it was Ish. And then he drops it to Bertans behind him. And the defense is so freaked out that they're going to give up a three that they flash out at Bertans, who throws a throws a dart pass to AP layup.
But
it's either going to be one or the other.
Well, a standard play now is a guy to drive hard to the basket and then kick it all the way out right. for a long
and
three.
You start seeing,
I mean,
look,
you're right there. Just take the shot.
With the success.
And he's kicking it out to a 6'11 euro.
Yeah. To Jan Mahimi.
You started seeing it with the success of the Warriors, where the Warriors, you know, Curry and Thompson, the Splash Brothers, on a fast break, instead of the way that we grew up practicing fast breaks is whoever the point guard was, dribble to the middle, like right around the free throw line, and you'd have two wings who were coming for the layup. And the Warriors started flashing out those wings to the three-point line, and that's where the NBA is gone.
Of course. If the point guard even gets that far, usually the point guard just pull up and take it himself.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not about stopping the guy. It's about outscoring him.
All that being said, Giannis is not a guy who shoots a bunch of threes. He's become better at three-point shooting, and maybe he'll develop. He's had games where he's hit a few. Mm-hmm. Now he gets to the basket all the time, but just the guy's a freak.
He's just so long.
And he's so long, and they've surrounded him with shooters.
I mean, he had 17 boards last night.
They've surrounded him with shooters, and it's just amazing that if you can get that one guy, it can change the trajectory of your franchise for a decade.
Absolutely. 100% correct.
Well, to me, though, the big story is obviously the baseball scandal that's exploding. I think we could do the whole show on all the baseball issues that are popping up.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Mets now, it's trickled down to them. That was inevitable. They were going to have to move on from Beltran. But, you know, yesterday, who knows? But the viral stuff that's going out there.
Can these teams stop insulting our intelligence and stop saying they mutually parted ways?
Right, please.
I mean, that's a joke.
Yeah.
There's no way Beltran wanted to leave.
No,
he was fired.
He wanted to stay. And
does that mean that he walks in and says, am I going to get most, if not all, of the money that's on my deal? Huh. Okay, then I'll go.
Yeah,
then,
I wonder how they worked that out.
Then it's amicable.
I wonder how they worked that out financially. But that was inevitable, the way the dominoes were falling. Then, of course, the viral stuff that's out there is completely unproven, but that the internet sleuths are onto now, this whole theory that the Astros were potentially wearing wires.
There's a buzzer gate now.
They have like a buzzer.
It's buzzer gate.
If a fastball was coming or a breaking ball or whatever, and they point to these pictures where they have these suspicious looking things underneath
patches.
Altuve's jersey and
Josh
Reddick sitting there doing the interview. I can't imagine he's sitting there with a wire sticking out. People are suggesting it's confetti.
You can't really tell what it is.
You can't tell, but it makes sense.
And that Altuve was, you know, heading home, was about to be mobbed by his teammates.
Well, I remember that.
And didn't want his jersey ripped off.
Yeah.
His excuse was basically that he was shy.
His wife yelled at him the last time they did that. Let's give me a break.
Yeah.
A baseball celebration where it's standard.
I'm going to be very curious to see the batting averages of the Astros this year. You mean, like, let's see what Bregman does this year, what Springer does this year, all those guys who had to have been benefiting from knowing the calls.
You're going to have players walk to the plate like they're walking through TSA. They're going to have to go through.
They're going to have to be scanned.
A scanner, a mag thing.
Can you imagine?
Make sure they're not wearing wires. There's no technology aiding them.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, the rumor started from scouts and executives. I don't know if they're just making it up. I think there's credible evidence out there. Some incredible sources.
Well, isn't Trevor Bauer the one that was quoted and went on the internet yesterday? It said he had five different people or something tell him that they were doing that kind of thing, that they were wearing wires.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy.
I mean, I don't think people are just making this stuff up.
I don't think so either. And then,
I mean, if the Astros went to the extent of banging a freaking drum in the dugout.
Yeah, and that's too obvious.
Why wouldn't they wear buzzers?
Yeah, of course they would.
That's crazy.
Of course they would.
It's
not proven, but it's so wrong, but it is so fascinating to watch it unfold from afar. And then, you know,
the only way it'll be proven is if one of the players comes out and admits it, which I doubt that'll ever happen.
Unless they catch him red handed, because they just completely catch him.
Yeah. I think it's going to come out, and I think you're going to hear about more teams doing it.
Probably. Maybe. I'm just hoping and praying it's not the Nets. You know, just hoping and praying it's not the Nets.
Wouldn't that be awful?
It'd be awful. It would really taint it for me. And then other people are getting thrown under the bus now. They're suggesting Scott Brosh's son is out there saying that his dad knows, and it's just a known secret in Major League Baseball, that Mike Trout uses human growth hormone under the thyroid sort of loophole, and that he has permission from MLB to use human growth hormone, and that's why he's putting up these monstrous numbers.
Yeah. Well,
and the players know it, and it's just kind of a known secret.
Yeah. What are you going to do if he actually has a thyroid issue?
He might, but
everyone should have one.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. I believe it. I mean, and there's reason why he's markedly better than everybody else. He looks like a brick S house.
Yeah.
It just makes all sense in the world. Like, why are his numbers just so much better than everyone else's year after year after year after year?
I don't know. That's a good question. That would suck.
Taints everything. If it's not true, it really does taint him.
If it was proven to be true, then absolutely it taints it.
You know, maybe that's the reason why he doesn't like to talk to the media. Like, he keeps a low profile.
Wants to stay in L.A.
Stay as low-key as he can.
Who knows?
You know?
There's so much crap going on out there in baseball. It's nuts.
It is nuts. We had David Sampson on, was it just yesterday? And I wanted to argue with him, but I didn't.
A couple days ago.
And he talked about, like, performance-enhancing drugs, and he thinks it's just as bad as it ever was. And I was like, are you sure? I don't believe that. And he was like, well, you know, he completely disagreed with me.
I just think when guys get an
advantage, that guy would be in a better position to know than me.
When guys can gain an advantage that may help them make millions and millions of dollars,
hundreds of millions of dollars,
they're going to find some end-arounds.
Yeah, of course. There's no doubt. But,
well, that's fine. You can find ways to cheat. You can do it. And if you get away with it, all right, so be it. But if you get caught, the baseball's got to drop the hammer.
Right.
But
it's almost worth it, because the hammer is being suspended for a half a season. Well, if you've been able to get in that position where you're making 20, 25, mm-hmm. even $30 million a year,
yeah.
you could forego a half a season. It's worth the years of juicing.
I'm talking more about the cheating. I think that these managers should be banned for at minimum 5 years. I don't think Cora should be allowed back in baseball. Hinch, Beltran, 5 year minimum. Now, if you ban him for five years,
you're effectively ending their career.
Truthfully,
correct.
Truthfully, and the problem is,
and then
baseball
I can't believe
it.
That Major League Baseball didn't come down hard on the teams and ban them from postseason. If Manfred had any balls, he would have banned the Astros. And I'm a Red Sox fan, you know. But I can't stand the fact that they're cheating, and I blame Cora for it. They should ban them from postseason for the next year.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were talking about
how they do it in college.
We were talking about how the I told you I don't have a problem with them abdicating the championships. But we were talking about the draft picks and how that's a significant thing. But as somebody pointed out, when you take away the 32nd and the 64th pick, it's not like you're taking away a top five pick.
And it's baseball. A lot of times
Yeah, baseball, those are hit or miss, and kind of 30th round will make it.
Yeah, but first and second round picks are, I mean, look how many first and second round picks are on those.
True,
teams.
But a 32nd round, but you know,
your 32nd pick.
Yes, in the first round is not as, you know, not as damaging as like a top five pick.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else you can do. Take them away for 5 years.
I don't know. Maybe take the first 10 rounds or something.
Again, truthfully, the players should be suspended too. You're gonna suspend the manager, general manager.
You're gonna have like 27 teams or something. You're gonna be.
But if you're involved, you know what I mean. If Cakes commits a murder, but you're the getaway driver. You don't just send him to jail. You send the getaway driver.
Yeah, you're an accessory. You're going to jail too, buddy. Yeah. You're going down.
Yeah,
I might go for life because I was the trigger man. Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm a murderer. I'm Aaron Hernandez.
Have you followed that story at all of the woman who was putting the poison eye drops in her husband who died?
I did not.
So she got 25 years for manslaughter, and I'm thinking, you murdered the dude.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand why
she got
it's
hooked.
Manslaughter.
She got hooked. She took a deal.
I think because he was somewhat old. He was 64 and maybe had some health issues.
Yeah.
And maybe they couldn't. I didn't read enough to know, did they completely prove their case? But it seemed to me that that's a murder.
Shouldn't really matter
if
he's
got poison eye drops and the guy dies. To me, that's a murder.
He just wanted some eye relief. Poor guy. Just wanted the redness and the itchiness to go away. Just putting poison in his eyeballs.
I missed that story.
Yeah, to me, as far as just getting back to the baseball thing, I don't care about the penalties as much. Like, I'll let them figure that out, and I'm sure they'll butcher it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just fascinated by the whole thing. Yeah, I mean, and it taints my perspective on everything. Like, I've loved watching Altuve play.
Right.
Yeah. I have a different perspective on him now.
Yeah.
Bregman, too.
I'm kind of hoping that those guys hit 200 this year.
No, yeah,
they won't, because they've been good players
their
whole lives.
How much easier it is when those guys know what pitch is coming?
Yeah, it's just like
Ryan, 200 points higher.
It's Ryan Braun's still a good hitter.
Yeah.
Right? But at one point, he was a great hitter with the steroids.
Yeah.
Still a good player. I'm sure those guys will still be good players. They just...
It's not going to be Jose Altuve.
There was an edge offered, and they took it.
Yeah.
And those guys knowingly took the edge, and so I think they should be suspended too. Well, screw it. If every Astros player that participated in it was suspended, okay, they field a minor league team. Whatever.
Well, I mean,
they should all be suspended.
I agree, but you just got to prove that they were part of it.
Yeah,
it's harder to prove that.
Did you guys hear what Logan Morrison said yesterday?
No. I don't even know who that is.
He played a journeyman. He played for a bunch of different teams over the last decade or so. He said that it started in 2014, and there was like a pivotal game late in the season with the Mariners and the Astros, and you can hear the banging, and there's video of that. And then he said, but everyone was using it, and he says he knows for a fact also the Dodgers and Yankees did it.
Same thing?
He filmed the steal signs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's some were using their iWatches.
Well,
some were using...
But that's... Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe when Major League Baseball found out that the Yankees and Red Sox were doing it back in 16, 17, when they
that's
were,
when they issued the memo.
It was in the Apple Watches. That's when they came out and said, "All right, no more electronics, or you're going to suffer severe penalty."
Right.
So I could see it going back to 2014.
Yeah,
but if it happens in 2020 and beyond, then Manfred's got to drop the hammer.
Yeah,
even more than he did this year.
I don't know. Maybe they're going to have to ban video in clubhouses and all that. I don't know what they're going to do.
Like I said, do it like the quarterback who talks to the head coach, and maybe the manager's calling the pitches, and he relays it in. And
no, that's changed. That's fundamentally changing the game. I don't think you could do that.
They fundamentally change the game all the time. There might be
a massive change to have manager call pitches.
Okay, there might be
not going
to
do that.
There might be a 3-batter minimum for relievers this year.
Yeah, but that's not like
that's changing the game. They do it all the time.
That's much different. I think having a manager call pitches.
Okay, have the catcher communicate.
I don't know. I got to think that these managers and players, now that they know that everyone's watching, and if they get caught, they're going to suffer it. It should slow down.
I would think that they'll figure it out. But
it should slow down.
It just changes my perception of everything.
And from those 2 years, yeah.
Absolutely.
17 and 18, yeah.
And you know the internet sleuths are going to be on it. They're going to find all the incriminating pictures and video. And
Well, John Boy emboldened all of them. Because he got famous for doing his bang
video. Trash can
Yeah,
stuff.
The trash kit. And then all of a sudden everyone wants him on their
Well, this is what the Reddit guys do for anything. They do it for murder documentaries. You know what I mean? They do it for anything.
Can you imagine Altuve's first plate appearance on the road?
Mm. No.
How many signs?
Oh, he's just going to get grilled. How about every plate
appearance? I mean, can you think of a plausible reason why he wouldn't let the guys rip his shirt off? Like, is anybody here?
He could have boobs like Drab.
Come on.
I believe
world-class athlete.
Yeah, I 100% believe it.
Yeah.
It's just very mean. It's very mean to Drabby.
Yeah.
I mean if scouts and executives are telling Joel Sherman of the Post that this is happening, what, they just make it up? Are executives just making stuff up like that?
No.
Well, I always say there's a reason why catchers have wacky systems, too. They don't just say, curveball, throw me a curveball. Everybody's trying to steal.
Of course. And that's fine. A natural way of doing it.
If you can steal a sign, if you can beat the other guy because you're smarter than them, then that's fine. But if you're using Apple Watches and iPads and cameras and banging drums and buzzers. I mean,
it's crazy. Yeah. Totally crazy. And then the Trout thing is another side issue. He's just getting thrown in this whole mix. I mean, they're going to have to address that.
Wait till they find out Trout was wearing a buzzer.
Wearing a buzzer and taking HGH.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, if you want to chime in, phone number as always is 800-636-1067. You can also text the fan. On the Thompson Creek Windows text machine, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. Coming up next, the Caps get another big win with Samsonov in the net. Is there a brewing goalie controversy? We'll get to that next here on the Junkies.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Later in the program, Brian McClellan, the Caps GM, is going to join us. He'll join us at 8:45, of course. Big week for the Caps, and they signed the five-year extension there for Nicholas Backstrom. Big week for him. $46 million
great
coming
news.
His way.
Doesn't have to give the agent a cut. Beautiful.
Yep. So we will talk to Brian McClellan about that at 8:45. Last night, Caps get a win against the Devils, 5-2, Ovi with a hat trick in the game.
His 25th career hat trick, by the way.
They're now 32-11-5. Jacob Verano scored his 21st, so he's having a nice year.
And who played in net?
Samsonov, his second win in a row, and that's the first time he's had consecutive wins like that. He's actually won 9 straight,
right?
But in terms of back-to-back starts.
Mm-hmm.
So you wonder if they're testing it out. Is it a changing of the guard? His statistics are all better this year.
I think they're just going with the hot hand. And I think Jason, we kind of mocked him when he said Samsonov was the number one. He's kind of the number one right now.
I mean, he said
it's what happens with goalies.
He said a 0.94 save percentage since December 1st, and I'm stealing this from Japer's Rink. That's the best save percentage in the league over that span.
He's playing like the best goalie.
He's got the fifth longest consecutive win streak for a rookie in NHL history.
I know when we talked to Alan May from NBC Sports Washington, he kind of indicated, well, what happens sometimes with young goalies when they're a backup and then they become the man, they might not react great. It might be different. So maybe they're kind of testing that out in the regular season because, as we've talked about a few years ago when we won the Stanley Cup and it was the Grubby run, Grubby had that chance and it looked like he was going to be the guy and he lost the first two games and then hope he never looked back.
But Grubby played very well in the regular season.
He did. Correct.
Yeah. I think the Caps would love the luxury of having both of these goalies during the playoff run. I don't think they want to put it all on Samsonov's shoulders this early in his career.
I don't think they are. I think they're playing the hot hand. And then when he falters or he needs a break, they'll put Hopi back in and they'll see how it goes. They're just going to... It looks like they're officially in kind of winging it mode.
I would say
goalie.
Hopi probably plays tomorrow. Don't they play the Islanders tomorrow?
Play the Islanders and then the All-Star break
happens. So they'll probably play Hopi tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they have the long break and then we'll see what happens.
Hopi is going to the All-Star game, so maybe they want to just rest him until he goes on that trip.
Okay.
And maybe Sammy gets a third consecutive start. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work out.
I feel like over the years, every once in a while, Hopi's had a slump and then he gets with the goalie coach, whatever, gets back to his fundamentals, and then he goes on a tear.
It's just the nature of the position. Those guys go hot and cold. They're kind of like kickers, you know?
But he is definitely the future. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt. Yeah, I mean,
he's the future.
It makes it easier for Brian McClellan, and we'll talk with him about this later when he joins us. I mean, Braden Holtby's going to command a big salary in the offseason. He's a looming free agent.
Yeah.
You know, and the Caps, who are nuzzled right up against the cap number at this point, might not be able to afford him.
Cakes, he's as good as gone.
He's probably gone.
He's as good as gone.
But McClellan, he's...
He's figured a way to keep some of these guys that you thought would be gone.
Now, if Samsonov keeps playing this way, and you've got him...
Makes decisions so much easier.
Didn't we think Oshie was going to be gone? Didn't we think...
We definitely thought Carlson was going to be gone. And then he signs an eight-year, $8 million per deal with him to retain him.
They've figured it out with some of these guys.
I think it's decided that Holtby's gone.
Yeah.
It's already decided.
Yeah, I mean, if they feel like Sammy can, you know, shoulder 55 plus starts next season at a cheaper salary.
They would have already announced an agreement. I mean, he's gone.
An agreement with who? Holtby?
Yeah.
I think Holtby and his agent agreed to table the talks until after the season.
Yeah, because it's gone. It's over. It's over. But it's fine.
I'd say 80-20. 80-20 at this point that he's gone.
Look,
there's still a chance.
You decided to keep Backstrom and Carlson. You got a nice plan B in Samsonov. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Holtby, fine.
Holtby had a great career here.
Yeah.
I mean, you won a cup.
He's had an amazing
decade
here. But
Samsonov is the future. He's the truth.
For now. He's
and
the hot goalie.
He's still very young. He's only 22.
Now watch. He'll go out and lose five straight.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Let's go to the phones. If you want to weigh in on Braden Holtby and Samsonov.
All right. Let's go. We'll go to John. John in Mechanicsville. Talk about Holtby. John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, boys. How are we doing?
What's up?
All right.
Did you ever find that parking space, John? John was here the other day doing loops on Half Street because he had a job nearby.
That's the juxtaposition, by the way. EB wanted to talk about his miserableness or whatever. I'm out there circling the streets in my work van, dying to find a parking spot. I passed JP twice, and then the next time I passed JP, he's getting into his warmed-up Audi that was valeted for him.
Right.
I was like, this is the junkie's life, man.
Yeah, by the way, good luck finding a parking spot in the busiest spot
in America.
In the Western Hemisphere.
I had a job on First Street, and as soon as I read the paperwork, my heart sank. I was crestfallen. Yeah. I was like, I literally spent 45 minutes trying to park.
Of course you did.
So, incredible. Yeah.
Just park in a garage.
What a terrible city this is.
It's a little tall, EB. It's a work van. I'm a little tall for some of these garages.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah. JP and his Audi all warmed up. I was wrecked.
Yeah.
Hey, it is a tough life. Cakes, Jason, and I all have to walk a block.
We do.
To Homewood Suites.
We grind it every single day.
I mean, it is cold sometimes.
Thank God for those people. It was cold today, but it's worth it.
John, what do you think about Holtby?
All right, so that's the thing about Samsonov that's weird is, like, if we had any other rookie at any other position, not rookie, but, you know, first year up on the big team, on like playing this well, we'd be ecstatic. We'd be through the roof. It's almost like we're afraid to be happy about Samsonov because it's just like Holtby's such a cult hero. You know what I mean? Like, the writing's on the wall. He's gone, but it's like you almost don't want to read the writing on the wall.
Cause I know. Like Cakes, so I believe Cakes is in denial. He's still giving him a 20% chance.
Just because I believe that McClellan is good as far as massaging the salaries
there's only so much they can do.
Much of goalie.
I know it's going to be tough.
You need four centers. You talk about Backstrom and Carlson. You need six defenders. You need four centers. You don't need that much money invested in the goalie position.
Yeah.
You can't.
And hot goalies come and go all the time.
Yeah, but Holtby's special and the cup run. And just even before that, Holtby was kind of a fan favorite. So
for
it's
sure.
going to hurt. It's not going to be fun. You know, it's going to be worse than Rendon or Harper leaving because Holtby's, I don't know, it's just something about Holtby, you know?
Here's the way I see it possibly working.
Oh, my gosh.
If Holtby is willing to take a pretty big hometown discount,
I don't think he would.
This is probably his last big contract.
This is his last real go-around.
This is his cash-in. You know what I mean? Like, this is setting up his family. Why would he take a hometown? Discounts are so overrated.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just throwing out possibilities.
Sounds like
all right. Well, maybe the Capitol employ a two goalie system. I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm just exploring all the possibilities. I'm not ready to just punt away Holtby all of a sudden.
Let it seem like 90%
of the fan base is.
Right. Cakes is emotionally tied to him. I get it.
Come playoff time, Reardon's going to have a big decision, though. That's going to be a big one.
Well, he's going to play the hot one.
If Samsonov is playing as well, I think it's easy.
Just play the hot one, and then when they struggle, you put the next guy in.
Yep.
That's what they did.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, Holtby's been subpar lately, but Holtby's good. Like, it's not going to be so easy to decipher the hot one.
Yeah, no one says he sucks.
No, I'm just saying, I don't think it's going to be so easy to decipher the hot one come springtime.
Well, right now it's pretty easy.
Right now it is Bud Easy. This kid's a stud.
Here,
and you know he's a stud. He's been talked about for years.
Here's the best case scenario. You keep them both. You don't deal Holtby at the trade deadline. I mean, it's always a possibility.
No, you can't do that.
You keep them both. You go on another deep run in the playoffs.
Thank
and
you,
then,
John.
Then
thanks,
he departs
buddy.
For a big payday. And then you ride Samsonov into next season. It's probably the way it's going to work.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. We'll take some calls later in the program. But next, we'll talk movies with Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.